the excitement of me talking, or it could be Slow News Day. I don't know. I have some things I'd like to say, and maybe Slow News Day would be cut in half. I'm not sure. We'll see what happens coming up in about 45 minutes time. Also, David Cooper, the segment David Cooper Ruins the Show has been canceled in favor of David Cooper Ruins the Entire Universe. That's right. So that's not to expect more. That's to expect less coming up in about 15 minutes time. But first, it's time for Advice Lady.
Well, hello, Jim.
Oh, hello. How are you?
I'm great. I'm always excited to hear your voice.
Yeah, well, it is fantastic to hear your voice as well, Advice
Thank
Lady.
You.
We have a bunch of things for you, but I was wondering if you've been following the, because we're asking people at 71010 if they have judged, if they've passed any judgment on the Al Pacino story. And if people do not know the Al Pacino story, he is apparently responsible for a child that will be born within, apparently sometime in June, with his girlfriend who he met during the pandemic, who is a 29-year-old woman who was also dated, apparently, some people say it was just platonic, but with Clint Eastwood, and also has dated Mick Jagger. What's interesting to me, though, when you talk about the likes of this, because a lot of people, I think, when they talk about this 38-year-old Al Pacino with a 29-year-old woman are thinking, not me, necessarily. Necessarily, but if it's two consenting adults, about 54-year-old age difference, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, if it's between two consenting adults, then do what you want to do. But once you're bringing a child into it, I mean, they're setting this kid up to grow up without a father.
Yeah. You know what, not to condone it, but there were tons of my best friend grew up without a father, and I don't know, he probably, that's not like, hey, people don't need a father, I'm not saying that, but she comes from a rich family, and he's obviously rich. This kid is going to be fine. I'm devil's advocate now.
Sure, but, I mean, it's one thing if circumstances happen that you lose your father at some point, but they're knowing that he may not make it to this kid's first birthday.
Yeah.
So that's where I kind of go, I mean, everybody, you know, they're saying, oh, she dates older. Well, no, yeah, but she dates rich.
That too, right? She does date rich.
You know, do your thing. But once you have a kid involved, then it gets a little dicey.
Maybe if we have any 83-year-olds, anybody over 80, guys over 80, would you want to date a 29-year-old and have a child? It's not a contest. 872-1010. Take the 10th caller through. We've got an 83-year-old here. Does anybody who is in their 20s want to be set up? This is not serious. So, but any 83-year-olds, 1-855-633-1010. By the way, I'm going to throw something at you that we didn't prepare for you, but I thought that it was interesting. The headline is that people decide within the first 20 minutes on a date whether or not there's going to be a second date. Do you think, I was like thinking, like, okay, first 20 minutes, I guess it's the conversation, it's the way they look, can you smell them? Are they slurping when they're eating their soup? Are they mean to the waiter or the waitress? All that kind of stuff. Can you tell within the first 20 minutes of whether or not you're, could you tell within the first 20 minutes if you and your husband were going to hit it off?
Yes, absolutely. And I'll do you one better. I think women can tell within that first date whether or not she's going to sleep with the guy too at some point. Women in their minds.
You mean at some point that night or at some point in general?
At some point in general, because there's sometimes you're on a date and not only will there be no second date, you would never even consider sex. But there are sometimes when you go on the date, you're going, yeah, this is going to happen. I don't know when, I don't know where it's going to happen.
I think sometimes I don't even make it the 20 minutes when I'm like, when we're planning the date and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be on the streetcar passing your intersection at 6:45. Can you get on? Because that's how I'm rolling to pick you up.
Well, you know, not to borrow from another story, but if a woman sees you on the streetcar or on the bus and she sees fireworks, you know it's love.
Oh, what fireworks love? Oh, yeah. That's the story. Apparently,
bus. Oh, my gosh.
Apparently, they've arrested a 14-year-old young woman on that story.
Really?
Insane. Here's it's the other crazy. Thing, though.
Anyway.
Like in so many movies, and I mean, in so many rom-coms, at the beginning, they hate each other. And again, those are movies, but I'm guessing that to a certain extent, that kind of narrative seems so popular that it has to have happened a lot in real life.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's that kind of chemistry, whether or not the circumstances had you butting heads at first or not, unless there's some kind of chemistry or some kind of spark where you're spurred on by the other person one way or another, what would be the point?
What would be the point is a good point. Okay. Dear Prudence, everyone I date is jealous of my relationship with my ex-wife. I think if you're really, well, if you've got kids, that's like a pretty petty thing to do. But
sure,
I don't know.
They have to co-parent.
Yeah. And they're going to be around. I mean, like last night, did anybody see the final episode of Ted Lasso? I mean, don't get me started. But yes, I do think that can be problem. Well, no, I think, yeah, I got to be pretty secure in yourself to be able to date somebody who's still friends with their ex. But if there's a kid involved, you've got to get over it.
But I mean, I find it strange that it's everyone he dates has a problem. Well, what is the dynamic of the relationship? Are they like holding hands? Are they like buddy buddy? Are they like, you know, hugging a kiss goodbye? Like there are things in a relationship that kind of have to stop when you're not married anymore.
Well, I know a couple who don't date any longer, but they hang out all the time. And I'm just like, what are you guys doing? Like they'll date other people and then sometimes, but they'll hang out all of the time. And I'm like, why don't you guys just go get back together? And I can see where if you're constantly texting or talking to your ex, I can see how that can be a problem.
Sure. Your attention is elsewhere.
Yep. Very much so. Okay. Finally, why living with your parents in your 20s is becoming common. I don't see how young people can even ever afford to move out without, you know, starting to save when you're like 19 for your down payment and then move out by the time you're 30.
And what 19-year-old starts doing that anyway?
That takes
a very, very focused and very, you know, determined person to, you know, and disciplined person to do that.
Yeah. I have no idea, but I think, like, certainly I didn't start doing that, but I think perhaps we're living in a different time now where you might not have any choice but to. Are you ready for your kids to live with you until they're 40?
Well, my daughter has already said that she's going to co-sleep until she's 35. So I'm assuming the husband and the kids are going to jump in there too. So, I certainly hope not. I can see that it's hard because it really depends on the relationship. You really have to like your kid and they really have to, you know, like you and get along with you to spend that much more of their life with you.
I don't think I realized when I was living so I was working in Halifax in radio and then there was a strike. It was a unionized shop. I didn't necessarily want to pick it and I didn't want to cross the line. So I came back to Toronto for a while. Turns out they tried to buy out the union and break the union by paying everybody off to not return. I took that buyout and I didn't realize how much of a pain in the ass I was living at home. Of course, your parents can't fall asleep until you come home at 3 o'clock in the morning, all of that stuff. Eileen, thank you very much for your time, Advice Lady.
Thank you.
That is another edition of Advice Lady here on the iHeart Talk Radio Network.